Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Goblin Secrets by William Alexander, narrated by the author.
Act 1. Act 1, Scene 1. Roni woke when Graba knocked on the ceiling from the other side. Plaster dust drifted down from the knocking. Graba knocked again. Baskets hung on chains from the rafters, and they shook when she knocked. Roni sat up and tried to blink sleep sand and plaster dust from one eye. The whole floor was covered by a bed made up of straw, stolen clothes sewn into blankets, and sleeping siblings. Two of his brothers crawled up out of the straw, Blotches and Stubble. Blotches had orange hair, orange freckles, and orange teeth. Stubble was the oldest and the tallest, and he liked to say that he had a beard. He didn't. He had stray hairs on the tip of his chin and on his cheeks near his ears. Their sister Voss came in from the girls' room, which was really the same room with a blanket hung across the middle. Voss had been her name before she came to live with Graba. Sometimes Graba's grandchildren kept the names they had before. Sometimes they made up names for themselves. Blotches and Stubble had made up their own names. "Hurry," Voss snapped. Roni got to his feet, combed the straw out of his hair with his fingers, and stumbled away from the middle of the room. He stood with Voss and Blotches while Stubble pulled the rope that lowered the stairway down from the ceiling. The musty smell of Graba's loft came down with it. Voss went upstairs. The others followed her. Roni came last. There were birds everywhere in Graba's loft. Most were pigeons, gray and mangy. Some were chickens. A few larger, stranger...